Hi, I'm Rowan Molyneux, and you're listening to Oddity, the podcast about all things strange and unexplained. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at a weird tale from Devon concerning a pair of disembodied hands which, for the last 100 years, have haunted one particular stretch of road across the moors, causing numerous accidents and, perhaps, even a couple of deaths. In the south of England, in the county of Devon, there is an area of moorland known as Dartmoor. Covering 368 square miles, Dartmoor National Park is known for its stark beauty, replete with boggy mires and rocky outcrops. From huge black dogs to pixies, hunters turned to stone by vengeful witches, and even a headless horseman, Dartmoor is an area rich in folklore. But over the last century, a somewhat more modern myth has emerged. On a road once known as the Carter's Road, but now called the B3212, running between Postbridge and Two Bridges, drivers and cyclists have been experiencing something unnerving. There have been accidents. Since 1910, travellers on that lonely winding road across the moors have fallen victim to an unusually high number of carriage, car and bike crashes. Afterwards, the shaken driver would frequently report the feeling of a pair of huge, strong hands wrapping themselves around the steering wheel and wrenching it from the driver's control, before forcing the vehicle off the road and into a ditch. Most victims of the hands escaped with nothing more than a few scratches and a deep sense of frightened confusion. For over a decade, this strange occurrence was seen as just another local legend in the rich tapestry of Dartmoor's numinous landscape. The sort of thing you might discuss at length in the pub amid gales of laughter and jokes about the unlucky driver's sobriety. Although the story would stay with you the next day when you were travelling on that road, and perhaps encourage you to approach the bends and dips with a touch more caution. Then, somebody died. In June of 1921, the medical officer for Dartmoor Prison was riding his motorcycle along the B3212. Two young girls, children of the prison governor, were in the sidecar. They had just crossed a small bridge over the East Dart River when things started to go wrong. All of a sudden, Dr. Helby lost control of the vehicle and began to veer violently towards the side of the road. He shouted for the girls to jump clear of the sidecar. Moments later, he crashed. The children survived. Dr. Helby did not. Later, the girls reported that in the terrifying seconds before he told them to jump, he had appeared to be fighting for control of the handlebars, as if an invisible force had wrestled them from him. Just weeks after the doctor's death, a coach driver lost control on the same stretch of road and crashed, throwing several passengers from their seats. There were injuries, of course, but luckily this time there were no deaths. On the 26th of August, the hands struck again. A young army captain, reportedly a very experienced rider, lost control of his motorbike and was thrown off into the verge. When asked about his crash by the press, his answer astounded them. "It was not my fault. Believe it or not, something drove me off the road. A pair of hairy hands closed over mine. I felt them as plainly as ever I felt anything in my life. Large, muscular, hairy hands. I fought them for all I was worth, but they were too strong for me. They forced the machine into the turf at the edge of the road, and I knew no more till I came to myself, lying a few feet away, on my face, on the turf." The army captain's answer caught the attention of the national press, with his rank lending credence to the legend which until then had only been spoken of locally. In the years that followed, the hairy hands continued their ghastly work, with numerous people reporting feeling, and even seeing, the disembodied fists clamped tight around the wheel, attempting to steer them off the road. In Michael Williams' book, Supernatural Dartmoor, he recounts a story told to him by journalist and author Rufus Endell. When driving near Postbridge, Rufus had stated, "A pair of hands gripped the driving wheel and I had to fight for control." With a great effort, he had managed to keep the car on the road, and the hands vanished as suddenly as they had appeared. Afraid of being ridiculed, he had made Williams promise not to publish the story until after his death. Florence Warwick was on holiday in Devon when she encountered the hands. Driving on the road from Post Bridge to Two Bridges one evening, her car started shaking and making an odd noise. She pulled over to the side of the isolated road in order to take a look at the handbook and see if she could figure out what was wrong with her vehicle. As I was reading in the failing light, she later recalled, a cold feeling suddenly came over me. I felt as if I was being watched. I looked up and saw a pair of huge, hairy hands pressed against the windscreen. I tried to scream, but couldn't. I was frozen with fear. Florence watched, aghast, as the hairy hands crept slowly over the windscreen of her car. It was horrible. They were just inches away, she said. After what seemed like a lifetime, I heard myself cry out, and the hands seemed to vanish. Shaken, she tried the ignition again, and was relieved when it started straight away. No more juddering or strange noises. She carried on with her journey, and by the time she reached the home of the friends she was staying with, she had begun to doubt what she experienced. Still unnerved, she recounted the incident to her friends, who sat her down and told her all about the legend of the hairy hands. Florence, it seems, had a lucky escape. The hands have not only appeared in vehicles on the Carter's Road. In the summer of 1924, Theo Brown, author of a book on Devon ghosts, was on holiday in the area. Her caravan was parked roughly half a mile away from the B3212. One night, she had a terribly unnerving experience. As I looked up to the little window at the end of the caravan, said Theo, I saw something moving, and as I stared, I saw it was the fingers and palm of a very large hand, with many hairs on the joints and back of it, clawing up and up to the top of the window, which was a little open. I knew it wished to do harm to my husband sleeping below. I knew that the owner of the hand hated us and wished harm, and I knew it was no ordinary hand, and that no blow or shot would have any power over it. Almost unconsciously, I made the sign of the cross, and I prayed very much that we might be kept safe. At once the hand slowly sank down out of sight, and I knew the danger was gone. I did say a thankful prayer, and fell at once into a peaceful sleep. We stayed in that spot for several weeks, but I never felt the evil influence again near the caravan. But I did not feel happy in some places not far off, and would not for anything have walked alone on the moor at night, or on the tor above our caravan. Some people have suggested that Theo Brown's caravan was parked at a site called Powder Mills, amongst the ruins of the Plymouth and Dartmoor Gunpowder Company's industrial complex. In 1924, the buildings would have been mere remnants, but in the mid-1800s, the gunpowder business was thriving. Of course, a gunpowder mill is a very high-risk location, and workers were careful to avoid anything which could make a spark, to the extent that they even removed the metal studs from the soles of their hobnail boots. But the mill workers were not the only people who came to the site. The local blacksmith, a large, burly man with hairy arms and huge hands suited to his work, often visited the site to fix broken machinery. The blacksmith, like most of the men in the village, was known to enjoy a pint or three of the local strong cider. One evening after a couple of hours in the pub, he popped up to the mill after hours to finish off a job that he hadn't quite managed to get done earlier that day. It had been playing on his mind, and he didn't want to leave it overnight. Unfortunately, in his mildly inebriated state, the blacksmith forgot to change his boots. When the studs in his hobnail boots struck the stone floor, they sent up sparks, causing an explosion which blew the poor man to bits. When the workers heard the bang, they all rushed up to the mill, but it was too late. All that was left of him was his massive, hairy hands. This is just one of the stories which have sprung up to explain the origin of the hands. Some people say that they belong to an unnamed man who died in an accident on the road years before. Unable to rest, his spirit now roams the Carter's Road, irresistibly compelled to cause further deaths. Another tale points to a different source of misery. Just down the road from Two Bridges stands the foreboding Dartmoor Prison. In the early 1800s, it held many prisoners of war, both from the Napoleonic War and the War of 1812. With the French and American prisoners combined, At one point, Dartmoor Prison held over 6,000 inmates. Many of them succumbed to disease and died during their incarceration, and were buried outside the walls of the prison, out on the lonely moors. In 1815, shortly before the prisoners were due to be released and sent back to their home countries, a low-level riot broke out. The guards shot at the inmates, wounding around 60 and killing 7 people. Some claim that the hairy hands which haunt the road are actually the hands of a prisoner who died in Dartmoor Prison and was buried in the cold earth of the moors, far from his homeland. He now takes revenge on people who pass through the area in the only way he can. However, some people offer a more prosaic explanation for the high number of accidents in the area. The B3212 is a narrow road, not well lit at night, bordered in places by stone walls and full of twists and turns. Running across the sparsely populated moorland, the road is often travelled by tourists who, faced with an empty road between them and their next stop, may well be travelling too fast to react adequately to the bends in the road. Many theorise that this, coupled with the strong cider and good beer served at the nearby pubs, is a recipe for disaster. An investigation carried out by the local authorities found that the camber of the road, that is, how much the road surface curves, was actually dangerous. Since this has been fixed, fewer people have reported being driven off the road by an unseen force. Dangerous cambers and speeding tourists are all very well and good, but what this explanation doesn't tackle is the sensation of a pair of huge hairy hands closing over your own. And it certainly doesn't account for the times that the hands have actually been seen, seizing the steering wheel or crawling across the windscreen. In 1960, there was another serious crash on the Carters Road. The wreckage of a car was found, having veered violently off the road and overturned. The police could find no evidence that another vehicle had been involved, and when the vehicle was examined, it was found to have no mechanical problems. The driver died at the scene. An unfortunate case of taking a bend in the road too quickly and losing control? Or had the hairy hands of Dartmoor claimed another victim? We will never know. If you should find yourself on the B3212 between Postbridge and Two Bridges, then by all means, enjoy the stark loveliness of the lonely moors as you drive through them. But do take it slowly, and keep your eyes on the road. Otherwise, you might just feel another pair of hands take hold of the steering wheel. Thank you for listening to Oddity. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear discussed, you can get in touch at Oddity Podcast on Twitter. Join me, Rowan Molyneux, next time for another journey into the strange and unexplained.